With New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision about reopening K-12 schools expected any day, school districts across the state have submitted their plans for the state's approval. Those plans were due July 31st. Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney held a video conference with the superintendent of a school district in Orange County, sharing questions from area residents. Plans had to address three possible scenarios: a full in-person return, all remote, and a hybrid of both. Richard Del Moro is superintendent of the enlarged city school district of Middletown with some 7,600 students.
We are keeping our students home for the first 5 weeks of the school term, and therefore bringing the teachers into the classroom in their own classroom to promote distant learning from that regard.
He says with an average class size of 24 students, all cannot be socially distanced in the same room. Del Moro says students in earlier grades generally fare better with interactive learning.
In our K-3, 8, K-4 population, the special needs population, as well as our ENL population, they seem to be most negatively affected, generally speaking. And of course, there's always exceptions to these things that we talk about. So we are going to phase in our kindergarten first in slow numbers in an AB setting, and then each week add another grade level or two after that, slowly, so that we can manage all of the logistics that are required part of the Department of Health, as well as the Guidance Department of State Education Department telling us what we need to do.
Whether his schools continue phasing in the return of students in person will depend on the metrics during the first few weeks and how the plans are working. Del Moro agrees the plan for his district is conservative, acknowledging some parents would rather see 100% remote learning. Democratic Congressman Maloney, whose 18th district includes all of Orange County, read some questions from those tuning into the forum.
Will students be required to be tested for COVID-19 before attending in-person school? Will parents have the option to go to all virtual learning if they feel that in-person school isn't safe? My son attends SAS in Goshen School District. Ken wants to know, anecdotally, the number one complaint against remote learning is the need for childcare. While I do not think our schools should be considered daycare, how can we provide childcare services? How can we help provide childcare services?
As to whether parents can pull their kids out of in-person learning to go remote.
In our school district, we're not giving the option to the parents as some other districts are doing.
However, there may be mitigating circumstances where parents could switch their children to remote learning entirely. Here's Maloney on childcare.
In the House of Representatives, we passed two major childcare bills just last week to address the urgent need to support childcare in this country and to get it up and functioning safely.
Maloney read more questions.
Colleen wants to know, what will you do if you have a positive case in the classroom? Bob's asking, I'm a school bus driver. His question is, if schools are going to open, what is being done to protect the drivers and the students on the bus?
Del Moro says buses will operate at 50% capacity and masks are required.
And if a child's about to enter that bus without a mask, the bus driver's to give them a mask, and it will be provided by the district to the bus company, whether you have a contract service or their own buses. In addition, when they come off the bus, everyone in our school district will be thermally scanned, whether it's a student and or adult. And then in addition to that, all adults will be handing out a screening questionnaire every day. And then periodically, students will be given the questionnaire. But daily, the children will be screened with thermal scanning device, and anyone that has 100.0 or higher would be brought to the nurse's station, escorted there.
From there, Del Moro says schools must follow State Department of Health guidelines. Social distancing and mask wearing will be required of all. He says even those who wear face shields will have to wear a mask. One resident asked whether there is political pressure to reopen schools. Congressman Maloney.
One of the things that has made me feel good about the state's approach in New York is that it has been evidence-based. And so the plan, folks, is not to make a political decision at all about our kids' safety, about our schools. It's to say, what is the level of virus in the community? What is the rate of infection? If it is above a certain amount, it's too dangerous to have school and a lot of other stuff.
Superintendent Del Moro.
If we talk about political pressure from our elected officials, I know of no one getting politically pressured to open schools up.
He says any pressure is coming from parents.
This is not a political issue. This is a health issue. This is the most important part of what we do in America, have a free public education for democracy. That's what it's all about. Let's face it. That's what it's about.
Maloney says the federal government must provide assistance to school districts.
Middletown gets $113 million in foundation aid from the state. Sound about right? And a 20% cut would mean a $22 million hit on a $113 million base of support. That's a shot below the waterline, ladies and gentlemen. You can't operate the school district if you take that kind of hit. But that's what the governor has built into the budget out of necessity without help from the federal government.
The House and Senate are negotiating the latest coronavirus aid package. Del Moro says any cuts would be catastrophic. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.